Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Thursday night, you know what that means. It's Ken Glickman time. Time for our Area Arts and Entertainment contributor. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jack?
Great to have you in the studio tonight.
Hey, it's good to see you here.
Want to talk to you a little bit.
I always thought you did this in your basement, but I guess I was wrong.
Want to talk to you a little bit about festivals coming up and the month of August and what an interesting month that is.
It's a great month for Lansing. It's usually a month that doesn't have much rain, so we get to have festivals outside.
Oh.
That's how the Great Lakes.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, that's why they do festivals in August. And, you know, there's a couple great things about festivals. Number one, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Even so, Tom Crawford's price range. That's good.
Absolutely. And they're free. And of course, the second thing is that you're there with your community. You are there with Lansing. And when you go to the Jazz Fest, which is this weekend in Old Town, mm-hmm. and this is a great bit of success for Lansing. It's the 16th year of this Jazz Fest. And 16 years ago, Old Town was just starting to get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it's cool. Now it's hip.
You know what I hear about the Jazz Fest in particular, but I've also heard about Common Ground and some other festivals. People who don't see each other all year.
They see each other there.
They see each other yeah. there, and they have watched kids grow up. They have gone to their weddings. I mean, the whole thing, it's like the passing of time through these festivals.
Well, it's true. And Jazz Fest is a particularly unique festival in Lansing because they got it like five stages. There's a lot of different stages, and they back up to each other, and they're all sort of scrunched together.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they make it so that the sound doesn't float from one stage to
How
another.
How do they do that?
Direction of the speakers or something,
okay.
I don't know.
Right.
But on the other hand, if you're sitting there and maybe you don't like this band that much and the people are dancing and grooving down a couple of stages, they'll leave and they'll go and that'll be fine. But there is such an energy at that festival because there's not a lot of room. People are scrunched together, a lot of stages, but there's so much variety. The other thing I like about that festival is it's got local people. It's got regional people, Michigan-type people,
mm-hmm.
and they have national groups who are brought in for it. I don't know how they do it, but it feels so good to be there, and the sound is so good. I remember last year, and I don't know if he's going to be here this year, I saw the saxophone guy who was a Lansing guy.
Tim Cunningham.
And he's, you know, he's been in Chicago his whole career, and he's really great. And,
you know where I met him? Right down the street. He was a great football player of Lansing Everett and played football at Michigan State. Was a terrific defensive back. And, I mean, talk about a talented guy. He can do it all.
Okay, so I met Tim Cunningham when I had a honors band for high school musicians many years ago. And Tim Cunningham was a fabulous baritone sax player.
Yeah.
He was great, and he came down to that band, and we had a great time together.
How about that?
He was like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
It was great. And so he's a very talented guy.
Do most people go to the Jazz Fest and watch a couple hours? Do they go to see a specific performer, or do they spend the whole day they're there? It's where they are.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Jazz Fest, and this is different than the Jazz Summer Solstice Festival in East Lansing. There's a beer tent there.
Yes.
So
I know that.
You could be there all day. And I see people doing that, you know, folding up their lawn chair and going to the next one. And it depends on what the music is. It depends on if you want to hear this. I mean, there's a wide variety of cool jazz, of rhythm and blues,
mm-hmm.
Sweet sounds. You know, really whatever you want. There's usually country stuff. So there's a wide variety of styles, and it's up to you as to what you want. There's some groups that are almost amateur,
mm-hmm.
but most of the groups are very professional. I notice that the Neil Gordon Trio
yes.
is there, and they were
yes.
at the East Lansing Jazz Hall as well. So, there's just a lot of great talent here. And
all right. I don't expect you to be Ed Sarpolis or Bernie Porn or Mark Grebner, but what percentage of the people would you guess have never been to Jazz Fest, don't know anything about it, wouldn't know where it was? If you said, take me to Jazz Fest, they couldn't take you there.
You know, we I think our town is like so many towns. It's very compartmentalized, and there's a bunch of people that go all to every rock concert, you know, that ever goes.
Right.
There's a lot of group, a lot of folks that only go to the sporting events. A lot of people sit home and watch the tube. There's probably a lot that have never been to the Jazz Fest. Probably a lot that are still a little shaky about Old Town. And that kind of thing. So, but I will say the crowd at the Jazz Fest is a Lansing crowd, and the crowd at the Jazz Solstice in East Lansing is an East Lansing
crowd.
It really is different.
All right, I'm going to issue challenge number two this week. Challenge number one was Monday and Tuesday, and I told people they had to get out and vote Tuesday or shut up.
Absolutely.
I am sick of hearing them people whine and complain about things, and when I say, well, who did you support? Well, I didn't vote. Number two is people who have said, you know, there's really nothing to do in this place. I get so tired all summer if I can't go up to my cottage. And you have not been to the Jazz Fest. If you don't know where Turner Street is, get your butt down there. You don't have to stay all weekend. You can go. You can just check it out.
It is so much fun.
Walk around. You can go to the beer tent. It's okay. There's a lot of ways.
You could just people watch. You could just sit on the corner and people watch and not like the music at all.
Absolutely.
And there'll be something for you. So now I want to real quickly say that the week after, I want people to start to think because I am a great lover of the Great Lakes Folk Festival.
You are.
That is here every year. I go every year.
Why do you enjoy that so much?
Well, I like it for a number of reasons. Number one, there's such a wide variety of folk stuff that's there. I mean, you get Cajun stuff. You get Texas two-step. You get cowboy stuff. You get Hungarian weird things from the steppes of Russia. You get all kinds of things. You never know what to expect. Usually, I never have heard of any of these groups. Now, a lot of these folk guys, of course, they know them all. I don't know them that well. So I will go and I will be turned on by groups I've never heard before. Number two, I love acoustic music.
Jazz Fest is this week. Folk Festival is?
Is the 13th. Am I right? Yeah. It's Friday the 13th.
Week. Yeah. All right. And you also mentioned before we began here that we've got the theater groups really starting to gear
Well,
up
it's,
there, right?
especially Wharton Center. There are two big shows. They're already putting out ads and trying to sell tickets for Mannheim Steamroller, which is a huge group. It's tremendously popular. Mm-hmm. It's got the most popular Christmas show in the country. And they're going to be here for Christmas in December.
People have seen Mannheim Steamroller. Everyone I know has seen it. Is just excited about going back.
Absolutely. It's got a real, it's a cult group. It's a cult group. And they're also selling tickets for
Mary Poppins
and see her fly across the stage. And I think that's going to be real soon. I think it's going to be September. So so everybody is gearing up. And I see August as sort of a time where we have a lot of great festivals. But at the same time, all the other groups are trying to sell tickets for the Lansing Symphony, the Riverwalk Theater, the Williamston Theater, all the other great troupes that we have here.
Last topic today, we had Caitlin Dewey from Kiplinger.com, a contributing writer who had the piece about Lansing being one of the top 10 cities in the country, not Guatemala,
Did
the United States.
Did you ask her how much she got paid to say it?
She said, you know, they did, they analyzed a bunch of numbers and Lansing stuck out. And if you look at those numbers, it's a little surprising. But it's interesting to see the reaction to that piece.
If you drive down Michigan Avenue, Jack, on a Friday night and see the lineup for Max Bar, see the lineup for the Green Door and the Exchange. And what's the one next to the, not that side, the other side of the Exchange. There's another dance bar down there. Plus Spiral up at, you know, there's a lot of great dance bars in this town. And that doesn't count East Lansing.
Well, Nicole Sclafani is on just in front of you, is always talking about that. But the reaction is interesting. And do you think there was pressure? Do you think there was a campaign waged?
I think whenever any of these numbers come out, mm-hmm. I think there's always, I would hope that we would have a group
yeah.
trying to sell us yeah. to something like that.
That's a good thing.
You know, I think it's a good thing. And you know what? For those of us who have been in Lansing a long time and remember what used to be where the Lugnut Stadium was.
Oh, yeah.
And how awful that was over there.
Oh, yeah.
And how they just jumped at the opportunity to build that stadium. It has made an entire entertainment area over there. Rum Runners
right.
is really, I mean, that place is still jumping.
The next issue of Sport Magazine is going to go into that in great detail. That was a perfect segue. Thank you. I'll pay you later. And former Mayor Dave Hollister is a hero for what he did with the ballpark and bring those GM plants to town. And we go into that in great detail.
It was done in 1 year, I think they yep, built that thing
exactly.
in 1 year. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
It was great.
Ken, great talking with you. Appreciate it. And we will see you next week. And want to let our listeners know we have a new segment beginning on Monday, and that is Get a Job. And Ken, of course, his real job is a principal consultant with Gilbert Tweed Associates. And he's going to tell some things about the interview process. We will be right back with more, our final segment, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.